Or Van Dyke, make sure you keep your eyes peeled for that. Also, we're looking at the Ambassador Bridge, and that right lane construction is in the midway of the bridge, but not causing any backup yet from very light traffic volume.
Now you too can have a chance to win a triple header. Play the new Michigan Instant Lottery game triple header, and you get not one, but three chances to win up to $100 instantly on each ticket. With over 10 million winning tickets, you can't afford not to play.
That's KISS Continuous Road Watch. I'm Bill Alexander.
It's a Major League clearance sale going on now at your Metro Detroit Ford dealers. Now get up to $1,000 cash bonus on the best-selling cars and trucks in America. And save hundreds more when you combine the cash bonus with option package discounts. Get $1,000 cash bonus on Thunderbird Turbo Coupe. Combine that with the option package discount and save up to $2,076 on Thunderbird. You can also get $500 cash bonus on Ford Taurus and a $500 cash bonus on the all-new 88.5 Ford Escort. Plus, get up to $750 cash bonus on selected new Ford trucks. You must take delivery from dealer stock by October 5th, 1988. Vehicles per customer limited. Savings based on manufacturer's suggested retail price of option package versus MSRP of options purchased separately. See dealer for complete details. Everything's clearance priced for Major League savings at your Metro Detroit Ford dealers. Detroit's best team.
WKSG. Up in the morning and off to work. Even though the boss is a jerk, you got to do the 9 to 5. But looking forward to the drive, 'cause KISS is on the radio.
And a very pleasant good morning to you and to you, Gail.
Why, thank you, Paul. And a very pleasant good morning to you, too.
And you notice that Damone has disappeared. He went out to escort Gio into the studio, and I've never seen him escort a lady into the studio before, or even open a door for one.
Do you think he'll come back?
I hope so, because I have to interview her, and... Ah, there he is.
Come on in, Gio. Sit down right here, Gio, right here.
No, not on your lap, on my lap. Come on, knock it off.
Not on anyone's lap.
Okay, all right.
The woman is an entertainer.
And she's an instructor.
Right, but she's not a slut.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Jeez, do I have to keep you guys in line all the time?
Now, let's keep this thing on the up and up, all right? Good morning.
Good morning, Detroit. And Paul.
Thank you very much. You're like a, what do you call this, the frontiers person? Is this the first time this has ever been done, a video tape on how to strip for your man?
Yes, in the 50s there was a record called How to Strip for Your Husband, and it was distributed with a little booklet that showed how to move your feet, you know, like the Fred Astaire dance method.
Yes, move your feet.
One foot on
there's
the floor.
There's more to it than feet, right?
One foot on the floor at all times.
Yeah, there's more to it than feet, I after watching
more,
the video. Now, right off the bat, I got to ask you, you're a professional, right? You've been...
Absolutely.
You've been stripping in clubs all around the country for how long?
Oh, about 12 years.
12 years. And this is your career?
Yes, it is. This is my life.
This is my life, and somebody's got to do it. Okay. Now, since you're the expert, where did the idea come from to do this video for home consumption?
Well, I'm the star of a 20th Century Fox documentary called Stripper. Many of you have probably seen it on...
saw it on cable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was in theaters for a short time, but documentaries don't do big box office. So anyway, I was promoting the film in 86 when it was released on The Donahue Show and Merv Griffin, Entertainment Tonight, PM Magazine.
Oh, here comes the name dropping.
All that stuff, right.
Geraldo.
Yeah. And
Kelly and Company.
Recently on Geraldo, actually.
Paul Christie, Dick Cortan.
Kelly and Company was on Wednesday for the second time. Anyway, there I was on The Donahue Show, and the biggest question that the audience had for me is, where can we learn to do this for our husbands, boyfriends, partners, etc.?
Ah.
So a little light bulb went on in my head, and I said, yeah, I got to do a videotape. And it took me 2 years to put it together because everyone thought, oh, it's a terrific idea, but I don't think we're really going to give you the money for it.
Ah.
So there you have it. There you have it.
That's how it started.
I have a question. Is she wearing headphones? Can she hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
she can hear
me. Good. Yeah. I watched your video, and it's wonderful. It really is. It's not, you know, pornography. It's just an instruction tape, but it was really very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
And the only thing that I was wondering is if you do another, you know, like a part two or something.
Right, the advanced method.
I was thinking maybe you should include somebody who is not as in great shape as you are, an average person who would be willing to do that, so that the people... No, not me. No. I'm talking about just so that you can see both the professional and then somebody who has learned who is not in as good shape, that when they bend over to touch their toes, they cannot put their head to their knees, and see how the average person... So somebody can say, well, gee, I could do that.
Oh, it's sort of the before and after pictures, like the weight loss things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, actually, that's in the works to do a classroom edition where I've got a whole class. I've taught women how to strip in 15 different cities in North America, and I'm currently trying to negotiate a place where I can teach in Detroit. So we'll see what happens.
You don't know me very well. When you mention any opportunity to make some money, I'll open up the place.
Don't let him do it.
So we'll get into it. We just want to get a little background, and Gio will be with us for how long?
Another 15 minutes
or
so.
15 minutes, and you got to go back to bed. What time did you go to sleep last night?
Are
you
2 o'clock in the morning.
Now, you're working in the area, right?
Yeah, in the $1 million saloon across the river.
Okay. Now, Gail touched on a point in terms of, you know, the average person, the average weight, and so forth and so on. I noticed the first thing that struck me in the video, and I know you're not going to believe this, Gail. First thing that struck me is you have to be in pretty good physical shape, and it's almost like you have to start an exercise program first before you attempt to learn how to strip.
Well, it does help. I find that a lot of women who are attending my classes are already in pretty good shape because they've gotten into sort of the aerobics movement. Mm-hmm. But you don't absolutely have to be in great shape. I've had women in my class that have back problems. One woman was on TV with me in Seattle, and her husband was in the audience too, and he said, well, she has to hold on to the wall while she does her strip, but it really helped her get in touch with her feminine sensuality and express herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the kind of music that you would learn this to, so we'll just get them in the mood for it first, okay? Right?
Oh, absolutely.
We're not talking David Rose and the stripper and stuff like that. We're talking today's solid
gold.
We're
talking rock and roll burlesque.
We're talking Detroit's great oldies all the time. All right. Let's get you in the mood for it right now with Hall & Oates on KISS.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates at 102.7 Solid Gold Kiss FM with Detroit's Great Oldies at WKSG. This is Paul Christie on a Friday morning, and our special in-person guest is Gio. She has a video, Hottest Trip for Your Men. I mentioned earlier that I had several phone calls from some ladies who wanted to know where they could get the videotape.
Oh, they can call my 800 number. It's available in VHS and in beta for $29.95, and you can call 1-800-446-7874, and they'll be pleased to take your order on MasterCard or Visa.
Okay, I'm writing that number down.
1-800-446-7874.
Okay, that is what's called a commercial. Okay.
Now that we got that out of the way.
We got that out of the way. And I will write the number down and hold on to it, so if someone didn't have a paper and pencil handy, because many people do not walk around in life with paper and pencil
in their hand.
Or drive with paper and pencil in their hand on the steering wheel. What are some of the guidelines for stripping,
Well, the big number one no-no is don't wear anything that has to be removed over your head, because if it gets stuck, you're then the unknown stripper. And the most important thing is to select music that really expresses your sensuality as a woman and how you feel about the situation.
So whatever makes them feel good, right?
Exactly. I mean, if it's the rodeo song, go for it.
Now, do women come to your classes to be a professional, or is this strictly for the home?
I have coached many professionals because I travel myself. I usually do 24 shows in a week, and each one of them is completely different. I have different themes, like mermaid, saloon girl, snow queen, gangster. I have one where I dress up like an electric guitar. I look sort of like a Gumby guitar, and I do Jimi Hendrix version of the Star Spangled Banner, and while my guitar gently weeps is the floor show. But I'm not advocating that women who just want to do this in the privacy of their boudoir for their own sensual fantasies emulate that kind of stuff. What you want to do is really project your feminine sensuality.
I think you're starting to answer my next question. I was going to ask you, why do they want to learn how to strip? Do you talk to them and get different reasons, or do you already know this?
Well, it's pretty much a similar reason. I mean, some of the people that come to the classes are just curious about striptease in general because they've never seen a stripper, never mind a good stripper. And the rest of them, the greatest percentage come because women are now able to admit that they have their own sensual fantasies, and this is one way of bringing those fantasies into life in the privacy of your own boudoir.
Okay, it's not for everyone, obviously.
No, because different people have different fantasies.
Different strokes for different folks. Sly and the Family Stone, right? Okay, Gio, we do have a bit of the video. We'll get into the video right after this on KISS.
Come on, everybody!
This is the first time we came this year, but we come every year. For about the past 5 years, we've come every year, and we'll keep coming.
I came here with my parents. They came here when they were kids, and they wanted us to share the same experience. So all the different things to do made it a special day for me.
I think Pablo's one of the best places because it's really close to home, and you don't have to go far away to have a good time.
Watching my daughter's face and the smile and the grins that I see as she experiences new rides, and just enjoying the day as a family.
My favorite thing about Pablo is just going on the rides. I love going on them. Why come?
Pablo's open daily through Labor Day and weekends in September. All ages welcome.
All right, at 102.7 WKSG, KISS FM. From time to time, we check in with Bill Alexander and the KISS Continuous Road Watch. And let's do it right now. Good morning, Bill.
Well, it seems that construction on the west side is doing some damage. Jerry has that story. This report brought to you by the Detroit News. Jerry?
Construction continues to block both east and westbound I-696 between I-275 and Telegraph. And right now, eastbound on I-696, you'll find traffic is down to 35 miles per hour from Orchard Lake Road to Telegraph. I'm Unit 9 reporting.
Good news when we jump over to the east side is that westbound 94, the shoreline, is now moving at posted speed and above, right from Chalmers to 75. Southbound 75 itself starting to pick up speed at this point. Not the same, however, westbound 696, the equivalent of 75, doing about 20 to 25 miles an hour. As you head in this morning, keep your eye open for some disabled vehicles. First of all, westbound Warren just after Grand River, a van is in the center lane. And another vehicle at the bus stop in the right lane, northbound Lodge Service Drive after Outer Drive has folks backed up there.
Fall fashion will feature rich reds, purples, and greens, says Detroit News fashion writer Kathy Horn. Knee-length skirts, fake fur trims, and coat dresses are only part of the hot new looks. See it all in this Sunday's fall fashion special section, only in the Detroit News.
I'm Bill Alexander. That's Metro Traffic Control.
Okay, Billy, thank you very much. The KISS Continuous Weather Watch. Mostly cloudy, high 75, low tonight 58. Right now, 70% humidity and partly sunny. and 63 degrees. A little bit chilly out there. You're a little bit chilly, so you want to wear your light fall jacket and then throw it in the back seat after it gets up to near 75. KISS Sports Watch, Tigers beat the White Sox 6-4, and the Tigers are three games ahead of Boston. Tanana will be on the mound for the Tigers tonight. Lions will visit Cincinnati tomorrow night. Our special in-person guest is Gio. She is a stripper. She has a videotape about how to strip for your man. And we've been trying to get some kind of background on how this all started and where it is leading to. And you mentioned that there's a new advanced video method coming out also?
Yes.
That's for the one who takes the first course, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Prerequisite.
Prerequisite. Do not attempt this without proper instruction from an authorized instructor. Now, we've got the video here.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And I think this portion of the video, I've queued it past, the introductory part where you really go through all the
stretching,
exercises.
Stretching your muscles, because you should always warm your muscles before engaging in any physical activity, especially sex.
You know...
Are you kidding?
You know what really struck me when I was watching the beginning of the tape and the exercises?
No, Paul, what struck you?
What struck me was this is almost like a football or a baseball exercise at camp. In other words, a lot of those exercises
we do runner's stretches. Because
a lot of it.
That really warms up the hamstring muscle, which is the largest muscle in the body.
Okay. Now that we've done the exercises, what?
Stretching before sex.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun.
Now, doesn't that take the spontaneity out of it? I mean,
well, no, you want to do
hang
that
on,
before
hang
you.
On, let me hang limber hang up.
Hold on.
Yeah, you want to do that before you get involved, you know?
I have to do 50 push-ups. Leave me alone. Get out of here. Okay, here is a little bit of the video now.
With your hands on your hips and knees slightly bent, push your derriere back so it sticks out and there's a slight curve at the base of the spine. Now move your hands to your derriere and push forward. Remember to keep your rib cage and chin up. The unzip should be as slow and deliberate as possible. As you pull on the zipper with one hand, hold the neckline of the dress up and tight with the other hand. You can let him undo the zipper if you like, but only if he keeps his hands behind his back and does it with his teeth. Holding the waistband with the fingers, play with it as you bump and grind. Slowly push the skirt past the navel, then the upper hips and the derriere. When you've passed the lower curve of the derriere and gone as far as your fingertips would take you, simply drop the skirt. Raise the body to a standing position and step out. To remove a garter belt, use the side of a bed or a chair for a different leg position. Practice sliding the rubber hold from the metal catch so that you may unfasten the garters smoothly and without looking. Use both hands to unfasten, but only one hand to pull on the elastic and snap it back to the body. It's most effective when snapped in time to the music. It is unnecessary to use the chair for the back garters. Practice unfastening the garter belt hook so that you may do it smoothly. Dangle the belt for just a moment before dropping.
Okay, friends. Gail,
yeah.
You shocked me, Gail. I didn't think you were going to do that. All right. Gio, I got to ask you this. Is there any question you don't want to ask? Tell me right now before I ask it.
I'll answer any question for you, Paul.
Do the feminists get upset that you're teaching women to be sex objects? Do they feel that?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, they're really happy that I'm teaching women to take their feminine sensuality and under their control and then unleash it on their partners, who become their victims. So it's really the men that are victimized here.
Kind of like the Black Widow spider.
All right. And the other one I got to ask you, the perception of strippers being bad girls and hookers and so forth and so on.
Well, unfortunately, in this country, a lot of people think that if you take your clothes off for a living, you're a whore. It's not true, though. I stay on the fantasy side of the line.
Ah, there is a line there.
Yes, there is.
And you do not cross that line.
I do not.
Yeah, and you do not suggest that they cross that line, right?
Well, I suggest that people strip in the privacy of their boudoir.
That's what this is all about.
So that they can express their own sensual fantasies.
Okay, thank you for answering my questions.
Oh, my pleasure.
Very honestly. Now, do you mind if I play a commercial?
Not a bit.
Okay, let's go shopping.
Shoppers World, the store that sells for love. You make our store your fashion address. Shoppers World, Shoppers World, you love our atmosphere. Shoppers World, Shoppers World, your favorite fashions are here.
Dad, we've been tromping around
around the shopping center for 2 hours.
And we'll keep tromping until I can find some dress pants that don't cost $50 a piece.
That's why we should go to Shopper's World. There's a Shopper's World right near where we live. And we wouldn't have to drive all the way downtown and pay for parking.
Oh, rats, that's the last men's store in this mall. And every single one was overpriced. And this last boutique didn't even have my size.
Now, can we go to Shopper's World? It's where your friend Mr. Brown shops, and he looks real rad.
Okay, we'll go to Shopper's World, and then I can look radish too, or whatever.
He's hopeless. Just hopeless.
Shopper's World, the store that sells for less.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:20 with Paul Christie at WKSG. Our in-person guest is Gio, and she has to go home and get some sleep before she falls asleep here on my show, and I hope that it's been interesting. We'll open up the phone lines for a couple of people at 298-6090 if you have any questions of her in terms of the video called How to Strip for Your Man, okay?
They want that $17 million. They don't want to take their clothes off.
Well, they can buy some nice clothes for $17 million
Boy,
to take off.
Sure.
You know what I mean? All right, our number is 298-6090, and if you have any questions of Gio, you can give us a holler. And in the meantime, we want to mention where you're appearing now. You've been in Windsor at the Million Dollar Club?
Yes, and I'll be there through tomorrow night. So there's tonight and tomorrow night, and I always do my best shows on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. So today being Friday and tomorrow being Saturday, you're looking for the best shows. Gio, thank you very much. Let's hang on a second, because we'll see if there's any phone calls, if they have any questions of you. And then let me give that video number again for the tape. 1-800-446-7874.
You're just a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you very much. Do you think I could make a video?
I hope so.
Ooh.
I'd like to make one with you.
Ooh. On how to be in radio. I like that. All right. Good morning, WKSG.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Gio was talking about possibly starting a class in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if she has any idea when or if it would happen and how people would find out about it once she did get it started.
Well, you
okay,
can,
I've got part of the answer. You go ahead, answer
okay,
the first
you
part.
Can call that 800 number and give them your name and address, and as soon as we have things together, we'll notify you.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
The second part of your question, ma'am, is answered. You'd find out about it by listening to Kiss, because she's going to advertise.
Absolutely.
On the radio station.
Oh, as long as I'm Kiss, I'll hear it then. For sure.
So, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
So you find this very interesting, and it's something you're interested in the privacy of your home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering what you wanted to learn to strip for.
Okay, it's
like what she said. It's sexual fantasies and, you know, things that they used to be behind closed doors and nobody would ever be able to find out about it. And mm-hmm. She's bringing it out in the open and saying it's okay. You know, there's somebody who'll show you how to do it.
Well, mm-hmm. I had a lot of help from Dr. Ruth. She sort of loosened things up a bit as far as society is concerned.
She really did.
That's really great.
Thank you.
Johnny Molson has a question for you.
If you do plan to advertise on Kiss, can I do the commercial?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd like, you know, just take some time on it.
As long as you're participating with Paul.
Oh.
No, see, she wants me on that commercial.
It's more than just our service and great deals you come to know. It's the confidence in dealing with Dan Shane the Shane.
It's time for the Dan Shenga Model Closeout Sale. When you purchase any demo or custom conversion van, you'll get a cellular phone free. Offer good while demo and custom conversion vans last. Dan has all kinds all over his lot, and he has to get rid of them. Dan Shenga Chevy Olds, now offering hundreds more for trade-ins. Stop by today and get a free cellular phone when you buy a demo or custom conversion van. Dan Shenga Chevy Olds, on Gratiot at 31 Mile Road.
Dan Shenga, oh, what a dealer!
All right, Gio has to get some sleep, as I said. She's been up until, 2 o'clock last night?
That's it.
All right,
thank
you very
much. Had to get up at 5:30 to drive over here. Oh, my pleasure, and thank you, Detroit.
Do you want to take a guess at the six numbers in the California lotto for $17 million?
I never was good at numbers.
Oh, I saw your number on the videotape. Thank you, Gio. And we'll see you again, and again, and again, and again.
Kiss.
I'm keeping the video. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
To Joni.
Oh, I forgot. My wife will probably take it from me. Okay. We'll watch
good
it together.
Morning. Good morning. The stories we're working on this hour. Temptation opens today, and it's gory. Fatigue linked to depression, and celebrity divorce lawyer accused of fraud. I'll have details of those stories and more this hour on the KISS Newswatch. Paul?
Yes?
Where were you?
I was right here talking to Gio.
Oh. Well,
why? What did you want to know? Did you want to know something? Oh, are we still on the radio?
Time for traffic.
Do it again, Gail. It sounded so good the first time. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, actually, Bill Alexander is here.
I know. Bill, you want to give us a shot at the KISS Continuous Road Watch? I'm taking my exercises, Bill. Please, I'm learning how to strip.
Okay, let's look at some traffic. This report on KISS Continuous Road Watch is brought to you by Maxwell House Coffee. I'm just happy. Things have improved. Westbound 94 from Chalmers to 75 above posted speeds. Not bad at all. Even westbound 696 has improved. You've been at I-75. No longer stop and go. We're talking about 20 miles per hour at this point, which is good for westbound 696. And eastbound 696, however, we have construction. That's not quite an improved situation. It's moving very slowly right now from 275 to Drake, doing about 35 miles an hour. From Orchard Lake, however, that's where all that construction is, the telegraph, that's down to about 25 miles an hour. And please be careful for construction vehicles. They're cutting across lanes fairly quickly. Also, look for a gravel hauler in the right lane eastbound 94 just before Van Dyke.
Right from that first fresh aromatic cup in the morning, Maxwell House coffee tastes rich cup after cup. Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
That's KISS Continuous Road Watch. I'm Bill Alexander.
Thanks, Billy. Our KISS Weather Watch brought to you by Danchenga Chevy Olds. KISS Weather Watch, cloudy. High 75, low tonight 58, and tomorrow's high 78. Right now, 70% humidity, partly sunny skies, and 63 degrees. The KISS Sports Watch, Tiger 6, White Sox 4. Tigers are now three games ahead of Boston. Tanana will be on the mound for the Tigers tonight to go against the White Sox. And in the NFL football play, the Lions will visit Cincinnati tomorrow night.
It's more than just our service and great deals you come to know.
It's time for the Danchenga Model Closeout Sale. When you purchase any demo or custom conversion van, you'll get a cellular phone free. Offer good while demo and custom conversion vans last. Dan has all kinds all over his lot, and he has to get rid of them. Danchenga Chevy Olds, now offering hundreds more for trade-ins. Stop by today and get a free cellular phone when you buy a demo or custom conversion van. Danchenga Chevy Olds, on Gratiot at 31 Mile Road.
WKSG.
listening to WKSG's All Request August with your good morning man, Paul Christie, from 102.7 KISS FM.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
You will.
Come on now. Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still remember.
Shout with the Isley Bros at WKSG at 8:33. This is Paul Christie with Damone and Gail McKnight. 63 degrees and a high today of 75. You have a puzzled look on your
face.
Well,
that's so strange because somebody had just called and said, I want to hear Shout by the Isley Brothers.
You're kidding.
And you just played it.
You are putting me on.
No.
Huh?
No, I'm not.
You mean we're starting to get...
telepathic requests?
Good, that's the word. Telepathic requests.
Telepathic requests.
That is a great idea.
Great idea.
We've been taking requests by telephone at 298-6090. Mm-hmm. We've been taking requests by fax at 964-3167. We could possibly try to take them by mental telepathy. All they have to do is think of a request that they mm-hmm. want to hear.
Think real hard.
And psych into my brain, which mm-hmm. is kind of hard to do sometimes.
Yeah, baby.
And I'll pick up the message and play it for him. That'll save him a phone call. It'll save him a fax bill and the whole thing. You want to try it?
Let's try it.
We'll try it.
Okay.
All right. Right after this word on Kiss FM.
Okay.
It's the Armada Agricultural Fair, going on now through Sunday. It's entertainment for the entire family. Enjoy art shows, horse shows, the demolition derby, tractor and truck pulls, rides and games, youth exhibits, great foods, entertainment, and much, much more. Take Grosbeck to North Avenue, North Avenue to the four-way stop, turn right and head to Fair Street. Don't miss the Armada Agricultural Fair, now through Sunday. It's the greatest little country fair in Michigan. Call 784-5488 for more information.
Thank you, John. This is Children's Day at the Armada Fair. You can bring the kids out for lots of fun and games and fun for the adults, too, at the greatest little country fair in Michigan. And I would like to remind you that the concert for the Roy Orbison Show has been rescheduled at Meadowbrook for the date of August the 30th. Showtime will be at 8 o'clock. The ticket stubs that you had, save them. You can exchange them in person or by mail. And the phone number for more information is 377-2010. And I will be your MC. The concert for Roy Orbison rescheduled for Meadowbrook Tuesday, August 30th.
WKSG.
Mel Carter at WKSG.
With your new love, don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you. Can you take me in your arms and guide me slowly out of my mind? Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. And when you do, I know that you will miss me. So kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you'll miss me. Miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me.
That is Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, and Kiss Me. 838 at WKSG, 63 degrees with Detroit's great oldies all the time. We are taking your phone calls at 298-6090. And I have a California lotto ticket worth $17 million. We gave one away a little earlier this morning. I have four more left in my hand. There are six numbers. They go all the way up to 49. If you can guess three out of the six, you got yourself a potential $17 million winner from the California Lotto. Let's do it. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you want to give me some numbers?
6, 9, 11, 20, 33, and 47.
You know what?
What?
You got yourself a California Lotto ticket worth $17 million.
Hey.
Who is this?
My name is Helen.
Helen, congratulations.
Thank you.
The numbers were 6, 20, and 33 that you guessed, and those were three of the numbers on there. And the six numbers were 6, 13, 20, 28, 33, and 34.
All right.
Congratulations.
I see in your chart here, Mr. Farkas, you've had this rash 5 times this year.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's a rather bumpy rash.
No, I mean, tell me, what can I do to prevent it?
Ah, prevention. Now, there's the ticket.
The ticket.
See, Mr. Farkas, the body is like an automobile. Huh? Take good care of it, it'll take good care of you.
Fine, how about my rash?
I mean, for example, if only people would go to Minute Lube for a lube and oil change every 3,000 miles.
An oil change will help my rash?
Of course not.
I didn't think so.
But taking your car to Minute Lube on a regular basis can help prevent big problems later on.
Doctor, how long before the rash clears up?
Only takes about 10 minutes, you know.
10 minutes?
Oh, yes. Lickety-split, the trained technicians at Minute Lube will change your oil and filter, lube the chassis, and perform 11 other vital services.
Would you get off this Minute Lube business and just tell me about my rash?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, it's a rather bumpy rash.
Oh, for
crying
out loud.
The body is
like an automobile.
Quaker State Minute Lube, the no-hassle lube and oil service.
Okay, my good friends. So much excitement with Damone taking psychic requests over the telephone. Damone, you're not supposed to take a psychic request over the phone. They're just supposed to psych into your head there. And with Gio here and her video and people calling me up and saying they want to buy the video from me, no way. No way. Now, if I can only get it back from Gail, I'll be in real good shape. I loaned it to Gail.
I already talked to Gio into a private screening. So just me and her.
All right. That's okay, babe.
Yeah.
I did not, on that last California Lotto ticket that I gave away, I hope I didn't give you the impression that she won $17 million. It's a potential $17 million winner there. What Johnny Molson?
Well, if you want to play back your
what I said?
Mindless flub. Yeah,
my mindless flub? The man has a locked-in contract with this radio station. Mindless flub. Let me listen to myself and see if I did do that.
In 47.
You know what?
What?
You got yourself a California Lotto ticket worth $17 million. yeah, I did. Potentially worth $17
million. If those numbers are drawn.
If those six numbers
May
are
May I
drawn.
Digress just a moment?
Sure.
Damone?
Yes?
You said you're having a private showing with Gio?
Yeah, popcorn with extra butter.
Oh, I was just going to say, I hope she really teaches you well. Because I'd kind of like to see you learn how to strip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I think male strippers are very good when they're very good.
Well, all right.
Okay.
And when they're bad, they're very bad.
Yes, and Paul, would you sit down?
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
All right. I do want you to see this. Look for your money-saving coupon in your newspaper for your friends at Quaker State. All right. Now let's look for Bill Alexander and the KISS Continuous Road Watch. Good morning, Billy. Do it to it.
Well, Paul, it's been a busy day, but some of the areas have improved just a bit. This report on KISS Continuous Road Watch brought to you by Centel Business Centers. First of all, we're going to check on an 18-wheeler that just happens to be in a bad spot.
You're westbound on the Jeffries right now in the express lanes. You'll find partially blocking the right lane, a double-bottom 18-wheeler disabled there. Traffic is heavy right through the area. Speeds are down to about 35. I'm Unit 9 reporting.
Another big truck, a gravel hauler, is in the right lane eastbound 94 just before Van Dyke. And a couple of accidents working right now, and a car and a truck in the right lane eastbound University Drive. It's right on top of the ramp to I-75. It's backed up there. Eastbound 94 at McGraw, also look for an accident that's reported. State police on the scene.
Centel Business Centers, where people connect with IBM quality and reliability, and the IBM Personal System 2 Model 60, offering exclusive IBM microchannel architecture and advanced graphics. Centel Business Centers, your authorized IBM advanced products dealer.
That's KISS Continuous Road Watch. I'm Bill Alexander.
Thank you, Billy. In the Michigan Lottery, the three numbers for last night, 440, the four numbers in the daily four, 3537. We have $16 million in our lotto jackpot. Wouldn't that be a kick? One of our listeners wins 16 in Michigan, and me give them a ticket for a California lottery worth $17 million. Huh. It's almost be like the second coming of Gary J., huh? I can't count that high. Mostly cloudy and a high of 75, low tonight 58 and a high tomorrow 78. Right now 63 degrees, and the KISS Sports Watch shows Tigers beat the White Sox 6-4. We're still three games ahead of Boston. Tanana starts for the Tigers tonight against the White Sox, and the Lions will take on Cincinnati tomorrow night.
WKSG.